Alain Badiou is well known as a philosopher of multiplicities, but he is less well known, at least in the English-speaking world up to now, as a philosopher of the absolute. The absolute is the theme of his third volume in his Being and Event series, Immanence of Truth, a big book of almost 700 pages that came out in French a few years ago now. In 2018. In this book, he takes the decision to pursue a different course from that pursued in his previous books, and he decides to look at what worlds look like when viewed from the point of view of the absolute. This book will be coming out in English translation in February, I think, next year. So, one of the things I wanted to do to prepare myself for this English translation, I've already read it, the book in French, of course, but one of the things I wanted to do was to look at other philosophers in the French continental tradition who might have adopted a similar move. It turns out, well, I remembered because I read these books a while back, but in the 80s, François Laruelle took a very similar turn. In 1981, he broke with his sort of set of books in the 70s, which were sort of radicalized, intensified, transvalued, transcendentalized. Synthesis of what is the most radical in the thought of Deleuze and Derrida in particular. And in 1981, he published Principle of Minority, or Minority Principle, which has not yet been translated into English, where he tried to go progressively from philosophy, from that sort of most radical of the contemporary French philosophical tradition, which was a philosophy of multiplicities, and he tried to proceed progressively to a thought of the absolute and of absolute multiplicities. Once he got to that point, he published in 1985 A Biography of Ordinary Man, and that's been translated. It was translated 3 years ago. And in A Biography of Ordinary Man, he proceeds from the absolute. He takes as his point of departure the point of arrival in the Minority Principle, and he begins with the absolute and tries to see what philosophy looks like from the point of view of an extra philosophical, transcendental field of multiplicities called the absolute. So there's a certain similarity with Badiou's path in Immanence of Truths. There are differences as well. One is that Laruelle wants to think the absolute and its multiplicities directly without mathematical formalization, for example. And secondly, Laruelle identifies this thought of multiplicities in the absolute as a thought of finitude, whereas Badiou identifies it with a thought of the highest degrees of infinity. So it may be that what Laruelle means by finitude or finiteness is not exactly what one would ordinarily mean by the concept, and it may be that there is more convergence despite the lack of mathematical formalization. There may be more convergence with Badiou's thought than meets the eye. Anyhow, it's good to have an external perspective to look at Badiou's work and situate it within the philosophical context, even if, I don't know, we find Laruelle's ideas ultimately unsatisfactory, or we may find that Badiou's ideas need a little correction. So with that in mind, and preparing for the publication of Imminence of Truths in February next year, I've begun a video book, A Reader's Guide to Laruelle's A Biography of Ordinary Man. So I'm putting those videos up little by little. It's I'm still at the beginning, I'm still only in the first part of the introduction. So you can maybe take a look at these videos to see what Laruelle has to say on at least some of the core assumptions of a possibly common core to the whole meta-program of French continental philosophy, which was turning, let's keep things in order, which was turning towards the absolute. I can cite What is Philosophy by Deleuze and Guattari, which mentions the absolute both as a noun and very, very often as an adjective all through the book, and which has a non-formalized, rather intuitive idea of infinity. And the word infinity is massively present in What is Philosophy. So this is the constellation of problems and directions that, while waiting for Imminence of Truths, we can explore with Laruelle's book.